This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, Minnesota medical marijuana program claims that they are eliminating opioid use. Now, we've talked about medical marijuana or recreational marijuana as being a substitute for the lack of access to pain medication, and it's debatable on whether everybody would benefit or not. I think it's highly debatable and controversial. But medical marijuana is the legalization of it is allowing one access avenue for people with chronic pain. We'll see how it's going in Minnesota. We're also being told that for those of us that take selfies, we're actually making our nose look bigger. And this selfie epidemic is driving people to get nose jobs. Speaking of nose jobs, we have the most popular plastic surgeries in the United States. We're going to tell you what those are. We're also going to talk about how non-smokers are upset that they don't get work breaks like smokers do. Remember I told you when I worked for the EPA, if you were a smoker, you got a break. So I pretended that I was a smoker just so I could take a break as well. So now there's the debate, should non-smokers get extra vacation days? We have 1 in 14 women still smoking while pregnant. Not sure why that hasn't been eradicated as we've been so successfully fighting these tobacco epidemic that we once had that is starting to demise, luckily. And apparently smartphone use or being impaired by looking at your smartphone has been blamed for a rise in pedestrian deaths. So why you need to quit looking at your phone when you're walking around. And very interestingly, apparently condoms that are made in China are considered too small, according to the African health minister. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Newsweek is reporting that a Chinese condom company is considering manufacturing different size condoms after an African health minister complained that China's products were too small for Zimbabwean men. During an HIV/AIDS prevention event in Harare last week, David Parirenyatwa, Zimbabwe's Minister of Health, said that a popular condom among youth is imported from China. But men often complain that the products are too small. Now, I know people are going, oh, my gosh, this is a fluff piece. Why would Newsweek cover it? Because, again, we are trying to stem the spread of HIV and AIDS in male populations throughout the world. If they're getting condoms that are too small, that's not going to work. According to Dr. Parinyatwa, the Southern African region has the highest incidence of HIV, and we are promoting the use of condoms. Youths now have a particular condom that they like, but we don't manufacture them. We import condoms from China, and some men complain that they're too small. So he asked local firms to start producing condoms so the country can stop relying on unsatisfactory imports. So now one company, I believe it's called His Friends Technology, told the South China Morning Post that his company is planning on releasing contraception in various sizes and textures. Apparently textures are very, very important. I don't know. I don't wear condoms. I just don't know. So Zhao Chuan, the chief executive of Beijing Daxiang and His Friends Technology Company, said after the different demands of customers such as Zimbabwe, Daxiang, as a Chinese manufacturer, has the ability and the obligation to make a contribution. So condoms have an effectiveness of preventing STD spread by about, according to this source, 82%. Now, remember, many STDs such as HPV and herpes can be spread by genital contact that's not necessarily involving the penis or the vagina. So skin on skin, which is why the percentage drops. And if condoms don't fit properly, their effectiveness drops even more. Now, Zimbabwe is one of the highest HIV/AIDS figures in sub-Saharan Africa, according to 2016 statistics from UNAIDS or UNAIDS. UNAIDS, around 13.5% of its population is affected by the disease, with 40,000 new infections each year. But the most common cause of transmission continues to be unprotected heterosexual sex. The idea from the 1980s that HIV and AIDS is only an issue in homosexual men is wrong. Heterosexual sex is becoming the most common cause of transmission of HIV/AIDS, even more so than IV drug use. And 13.5% of the population is affected. 40,000 new infections each year, just of Zimbabwe alone. We're talking about monstrous numbers. And we've talked about HIV, why it's such a tricky, super smart virus. You know, as opposed to a cold, which is a stupid virus, that's it. You know, a cold will affect your nasal passages. You'll know almost immediately that you're sick. Within a couple days, you'll be sneezing it out. And the virus is usually self-limited. It's kind of stupid. Hepatitis and herpes viruses are a little smarter. They'll hide out and they'll come back. They may fester or they may not. And they know how to hide out and not die out. But the HIV, that is the most brilliant of the puppies, because the cells that HIV decides to infect are the only ones that could fight it, the T cells. And they force the T cells to churn out more HIV virus. Plus, when you get HIV, you don't know right away. And you get HIV not very apparently. You get it from sex. You get it from, so you're having fun and you're getting it, as opposed to being around somebody who's sneezing and who appears to look sick. So these HIV viruses are very, very tricky. And so condom use during sex is, you know, second to abstinence. And since we really aren't in an abstinent world these days where people say, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, marry as a virgin and marry a virgin so I don't get any STDs, we have to, you know, be prepared for heterosexual sex. Now, many questions rise as to, is there a penis size difference between countries? I actually have the data. We will go through that when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, while we're trying to spread or curb the spread of HIV, which can turn into AIDS. Now remember, AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. It's the syndrome that people can acquire where they lose their immune system function. So, and not completely, but begin to lose it. Because HIV, the virus, affects immune cells. So not everybody with AIDS, HIV, gets AIDS. But most people with AIDS, it was from HIV. So we want to curb the virus. And the most common mode of transmission of HIV is heterosexual sex, which is why Zimbabwe wants to curb the spread of it and is complaining that Chinese condoms are too small. And this is a medical story. This is a medical headline. So Metro News, Metro out of the UK, did a report on which country has the largest penises in the world and the smallest. Now, you would think this would be a fluff piece, etc. But what's very, very important about this is people want to know how they compare. And as a doctor, I want to make sure you guys are putting on the right size condom. Okay? You know, I remember seeing, you know, my friends, they'd be like, look, we got to stop by a drugstore. Okay? And I'm like, why? Well, I got a date and I got to go get some condoms. I'm like, all right. Fine. So I'm sitting there waiting and looking up some magazines or whatever. And you see them grab the extra large size. I'm like, what are you doing? Extra large. I'm like, are you really extra large? Those are for guys that are bigger than you. I mean, you know, you're not, I, you know. Well, if she sees the box that says extra large, she's going to be more interested to sleep with me. I'm like, you're an idiot. If the condom doesn't fit you, she's not going to want to sleep with you. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Bigger is better. And guys do this all the time. They'll grab the extra large or the big condoms, etc. Well, here you have a problem in Africa where they're getting these condoms from a Chinese company that doesn't have expanded sizes. So you need to know what your size is. Now, I guess the average size is supposed to be about 5.5 inches. So 5.5 inches, I believe, is similar to your iPhone. I don't know. Would you think the iPhone size is that? I don't know. So anyway, not 6 inches. So according to the study, and the study was compiled by, let me give credit where credit's due, it's called Everyone Web, being reported by Metro. The global average is 5.5 inches, and the Democratic Republic of Congo averaged about 7.1, whereas in North Korea, they averaged about 3.8. South America seems on the whole a larger above average continent, averaging about 6.36, and only 3% men worldwide have 8 inch plus. But what's interesting is they say only 6% of the population actually need, quote, extra large condoms. Now, I'm not really sure about the statistics of condoms and which size is purchased the most, but my guess is the average size is purchased the most, and then the extra large a close second. Why? Because it looks better on the box. So according to this study, they had different zones of where you were. The red zone, which was 3.8 to 4.6 inches. The orange zone, 4.7 to 5.5 inches, and 5.5 was average. The yellow zone, where you're a little bit above average, that's 5.6 to 6.2 inches, and green ranged from 6.3 to 7.1 inches. So in the red category, the average fell for China, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Japan, North Korea, South Korea, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam. And we'll talk about that in a second. Okay? It's not bad. Women in these countries are still very well satisfied, and we'll talk about that in a sec. In the orange category, the 4.7 to 5.5 inches, Afghanistan, Algeria, Australia, Canada, Ethiopia, Finland, Greenland, Ireland, Mongolia, New Zealand, Pakistan, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, and United Kingdom and the United States. In this, the United States measured 5.1 inches. Their penis size averaged 5.1 inches. Now, are we having any fertility issues in this country? No. Are we having, you know, issues of lack of sexual satisfaction? We might be, but not because of that. We're going to talk about that in a second. So the yellow, the above average, went to, I don't know, we really didn't want to be beat by the British, but apparently we are. Five, and you know what? I don't know how much, you know, stock I want to put in this. I mean, how many people allow you to measure? You know, anyway. So, yellow, 5.6 inches to 6.2, went to Argentina, Austria, Belgium, Belize, Bulgaria, Chile, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cuba, Denmark, Dominican Republic, Egypt, France, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, Honduras, Iceland, Israel. Woohoo! Woo, help me out. Italy, Mexico, Morocco, Netherlands, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Norway, Poland, South Africa, Sweden, Switzerland, and Zimbabwe. Now, the green, or the largest, went to, which averaged 6.3 to 7.1 inches, went to Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Congo, Czech Republic, Ecuador, Ghana, Haiti, Hungary, Jamaica, Lebanon, Panama, Peru, Puerto Rico, Sudan, and Venezuela. So the one thing that you could extract out of this is you can't put a country or ethnicity stereotype into this study. So, for example, Iran and Iraq measured low, but then you have Sudan measuring high. You know, you got Israel, which is in the Middle East, measuring higher. So, you know, we can't say the Middle Easterns will only, you know, fall under certain things. You can't say the Europeans will fall only under a certain category because, you see, they spread out. And so there was a study years ago on what women want in a heterosexual relationship. And bigger was not always better. As a doctor who has done a lot of gynecology, some women have pain during sex. In fact, some women's sexual dysfunction or lack of sex drive isn't that they're not attracted to you. It's that you hurt them. And a larger man may hurt somebody during sex, and their body remembers that, and they shy away from that. And so when they did a study, women really liked average to a little bit above average. And we talked about sex yesterday. I'm not sure why there's all these. Is that like American Sex Month, or is it a genitalia month? Because there's all these stories on. I don't know why we have all this research coming out and talking about that today. But anyway, maybe it's because of HIV. I need to double check. But anyway, with women, it's not so much the in and out, and it's not so much the size. Everybody says size matters. Size matters. If your mate, and maybe or your partner, doesn't fit, it's the whole Cinderella concept. Too big, too small. May not work. Now, some people who may not be as large in the genital area still know how to be great lovers. And they may actually compensate more with other sort of activities. And if that's the case, again, I'm trying to keep this as rated PG as possible. If that's the case, you have women who, when they are surveyed or studied, will say, I'm fine. I don't care if he's only 4 inches. I'm fine with that. And the average female vaginal canal ranges from 4 to 7. So, you know, we're not, it really all depends on, it's the Cinderella fit. Now, if there are any women listening going, yes, sex does hurt. Okay, I always ask, does it hurt upon entry? Because if you're not lubricated enough, or if you have vaginal dryness or atrophy, the entry part can be very painful. If they're like, no, the entry's fine, it's during impact. Well, then during impact, they could have a prolapsed uterus. They could have cystocele issue with their bladder. They could have ovarian pathology, uterine pathology. We found my ovarian tumor as a result of that. And I was like, I don't understand why sex hurts. Well, it's because I had a tumor. It was benign, thank God. But, you know, anytime somebody says sex is painful, you know, we don't just, smack the guy on the back going, well done, you know, you must be large. We evaluate them for pathology. And for sometimes some people have to adjust and they have to do certain positions. Just because they do a certain position in 50 Shades of Grey doesn't mean that position is going to work for you. So if somebody, let's say, does fall a little shorter on these lists, if their female counterpart or their partner is more narrow or small, they'll be very, very satisfied. So stop the giggles. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're hearing from Live Science that there's a man in England who was refusing to poop. And I don't think he's pooped now in over 43 days. Why would he refuse to poop? Is it for some cause? Is he trying to raise awareness for something? We're being told that he's trying to conceal evidence of drug dealing. The police officers who arrested the 24-year-old on January 17th said they saw him swallowing what appeared to be drugs. According to the BBC, prosecutors now say he is refusing to eat very much in order to prevent himself from pooping out the evidence. He has allegedly gone 43 days without evacuating his bowels. God, I got a potty just thinking about that. So, you technically can't do that. Your body will override anything your mind stupidly wants to do. And you will eventually become incontinent. But according to a gastroenterologist, Ian Lustbader of New York University Langone Health, trying to refuse to poop usually does not end up being good. He said birds gotta fly, fish gotta swim, and colon's gotta poop. So what he's doing is fecal retention. And most people are not going to be able to do it on their own. Unfortunately, some people have chronic constipation or bowel motility problems, and they want to defecate, but they can't. So if your bowels don't move, the poop won't move. And then you unfortunately get very, very distended. It can be very, very dangerous. You can unfortunately have a megacolon or develop a megacolon where the colon is so dangerously distended that it could burst. So the feces becomes hard, impacted, and then you can have bowel rupture. So we don't know what the record is according to Life Science, but on the book of gastrointestinal disorders, there was an abdominal x-ray of a 13-year-old with a functional fecal retention syndrome who couldn't recall pooping in the last year. And, some people are afraid, because of the pain or because it hurts so much. And so some children will do this. If they have a painful bowel movement, they won't want to poop. And so there's certain things we do or certain tricks we do to try to make it less painful so we can relax the pelvic muscles. But some kids will retain their feces for weeks or even months because of pain. So with this gentleman, refusing food could slow down the urge to defecate. But the thing is if he ate a couple days prior, that's going to have to come out. So he probably still has stool there. Plus, remember, the purpose of the colon is to absorb water. And so, you know, he may drink enough fluids, but you need nourishment, obviously, from food. You can't refuse to eat. You also need the water taken from food. So not only is he going to be malnourished, but he still can become dehydrated. People are like, well, I thought you need diarrhea to become dehydrated. Chronic constipation could also dehydrate you as well. So they said if the man did swallow the drugs, he risks having the packaging they're wrapped in also break down. Because think about this. Your plastic starts to deteriorate. Do you ever, like, leave something in the sink and you see the plastic kind of weaken? Well, anyway, if it's exposed to the digestive fluids and acids, you're going to have stuff seep out. So this guy is going to probably need an ICU visit pretty soon. And so I don't understand what the process is, because, you know, you can't medically treat somebody who doesn't want to be treated. But the man is scheduled for a 7th court hearing on Friday. And I guess Dr. Lustbader said, we'll see who wins, the system or the colon. So he has a hearing on Friday. Not sure if he'll make it, if he's got to go to the bathroom. Speaking of poop, there is a popular Alaska peak that weighs new rules for climbers' poop. Apparently, climbers on North America's tallest mountain may have to start packing out more of their poop after researchers determined that a glacier in which most of it has been dumped over the past decade probably is not decomposing the human waste. Michael Loso, a glacier geologist, and this is from Fox News, calculates that 36,000 climbers between 1951 and 2012 deposited 152,000 to 215,000 pounds of feces onto Kahelna Glacier, which is apparently the most popular route to Denali's summit. And for more than a decade, the National Park Service has required the climbers keep waste off the mountain surface. Mountaineers capture their poop in biodegradable bags held by portable toilets and pitch it into deep crevices on the glacier. But Loso's research indicates that human waste never reaches the bottom of the glacier, will never be exposed to extreme temperatures, and then disintegrate. So it'll likely reappear downstreams as stains on the surface where melting exceeds annual snowfall. So Park Service officials say the dumping of human waste, and by the way, don't we drink glacier water in our water bottles? Aren't our water bottles always saying, oh yeah, we're from Mountain Glacier. I don't want to drink that then. So park officials say the dumping of human waste that does not decompose is not a practice that they want to continue in a national park or wilderness area. These changes are in direct response to the research. The proposed regulations would allow mountaineers to drop waste in only one crevice, or do they call it crevasse? It's crevice. One crevasse at high elevation, and they would have to carry out the rest. Yeah, one of my buddies is going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, so I looked up the whole potty situation because I'm just fascinated with, you know, what you do for a week when it happens, you know, you have to potty. Because one of my friends had done it as well, says, Dahlia, you have to do it. Well, you know me, I have a very, very regimented potty regimen and rituals. And so I cannot take any chance of not, you know, being able to have enough nice, comfortable potty. And so I guess you bring bags, so you pick up your poop, and then you dump them at the campsite. Now, I don't know, I thought there'd be garbages or things like that, but if there's really no sanitation department up on Mount Kilimanjaro, because not many people make it all the way high up, and then you can't really take a truck up there, then, you know, my guess is the poop has to go somewhere. So, and usually they have these bags, but they should be biodegradable bags. I would not leave it. I would not be dumping my poop in the mountain. I just wouldn't do that. I just probably wouldn't poop. See, I can't poop in front of other people. I can't poop when I go camping, so I would hold it for the week. So anyway, human waste is a concern on most mountains that attract multitudes of climbers, and the issue of pooping littering the routes up Mount Everest and Nepal is well documented. Some mountains are trying to minimize the human waste problem. In Japan, bio-toilets have been set up along the route to Mount Fuji summit, and incinerator toilets are situated at the top. In Tanzania, there have been latrines built for climbers making their way to Kilimanjaro summit. But here's the thing. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of the latrines. They're like holes in the ground, and they're really dirty, and a lot of people don't want to use them. From what I hear, they're like, climbers on Denali, have you ever been to Denali? It's gorgeous. It's about 130 miles north of Anchorage. And the climbers get all their drinking water by melting snow. So snow contaminated by human excrement can spread dangerous bacteria like E. coli. So climbers can get intestinal distress, diarrhea, dehydration, and then unfortunately life-threatening condition. So Denali is the centerpiece of Denali National Park. You have to go there. It is gorgeous. You see bears and everything. There's forest land, tundra, glaciers, snowy peaks. So I guess 1,100 people try to reach its summit, and its summit is about 20,300 feet. More than 90% use a route that starts from a landing strip for small airplanes on the glacier. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it, Kaheltna Glacier. So, there is a portable toilet called Clean Mountain Cans, invented by a Denali Park Ranger. It looks like an extended coffee can. So, climbers could use, you know, dump those if they have to. So, sorry about all the poopa news, but that's what's been in the news. And I don't know if the glaciers are melting because of our poop. What's the temperature of our poop? 99 degrees? It's about a degree higher. Originally, our colons are like a degree higher than our body sometimes. So, that's probably what's melting the glaciers. It's not global warming. It's our poop. 1-877-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say patients are more likely to be misdiagnosed or experience treatment delays if emergency rooms are so crowded that they receive care in the hallway. That's according to a survey and a study being published here by Fox News. They say privacy and confidentiality are vital in emergency care, particularly for patients who may be reluctant to undress or divulge sensitive personal information in front of companions in an exam room or strangers in a hallway.
researchers note in the Emergency Medicine Journal. So to see how doctors think this lack of privacy affects care, researchers surveyed 440 emergency room physicians attending a medical conference in Boston a couple years back. And they said what we found is that these non-private encounters not only affect the accurate diagnosis of medical conditions, but also of social and behavioral conditions like domestic violence, human trafficking, suicidality, and substance use. That's according to lead author Dr. Hanny Stoklosa, an emergency physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School in Boston. She says this is quite concerning on many levels because emergency departments are on the front lines of caring for patients most vulnerable to these conditions. Overall, 9 in 10 doctors surveyed said they changed or shortened how they took patient medical histories when another person was present. And more than half of the physicians also altered how they did physical exams. More than 3/4 of the doctors said at least sometimes they did an abbreviated medical history when patients were treated in the hallways. Under these circumstances, nearly all of the doctors reported sometimes, often or always, changing how they conducted physical exams. And if the patients were in an exam room, nearly all the doctors said they occasionally altered how they gathered medical histories or conducted physical exams if there was somebody standing next to them, like a family member or a friend. And most patients said that the gender wasn't a factor. Doctors were more likely to change how they did medical histories and exams for female patients, which is something I told you guys about. Changes to medical histories and exams were most common with genital and urinary problems. Only 26% of doctors said taking an abbreviated medical history had not led them to fail to diagnose a social issue like suicidal thinking or elder abuse, while 54% said changes in a physical exam due to lack of privacy had not called them to miss such issues. And over a third of doctors said they missed cases of domestic violence under these circumstances, while about 12% had overlooked instances of child abuse. This is crazy. I mean, the ER is most of the time the place we're going to find this. Somebody's going to come in with a broken face or a fractured face or a broken bone somewhere, and they'll say, oh, I fell. And it's going to take the emergency room doctor to go, wait a second here, something's not right. And I'm going to talk about this in a second, having been an emergency doctor myself, emergency room doctor. So the study was not a controlled experiment. This did not, take two sets of patients and have one set seen in hallways and another with more privacy. But this was an opinion survey by doctors at a medical conference. So there's still a lot to be desired with this study. But this is something that I think we all have been aware of. Biases when it comes to patients is a very common thing in medicine. All right. When I had a patient in the hallway, that meant to me that the nurse triaged, and this wasn't anybody with anything life-threatening. That didn't change the way I took a history. I still wanted to make sure I got all the data. I wanted to make sure the nurse didn't make a mistake. And we did have somebody in the hallway who thought she had a bladder infection. I told you about this case. And it turned out she actually had a heart attack the night before. She was on her way out. So it's, it happens. By the way, many of us were shocked by the story where a teenager was told he had the flu. Hunter Brady from the Tampa area started to feel tired and weak, had aches and pains and a low-grade fever. So he was told to let the virus run its course. He kept sweating a lot like night sweats. Now, when I hear sweating, I think lymphoma. Well, it's just because I've worked with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. When I hear of sweats, I think lymphoma. Unfortunately, this kid's doctors did it. And so when the child didn't get better, the family took him to a nearby hospital. Doctors discovered that one of his lungs collapsed, filled with fluid. Lymph nodes were swollen. He didn't have the flu. He had stage 4B Hodgkin's lymphoma. So now he's fighting stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's a GoFundMe page. He's had chest tubes. They took out the liquid. And, symptoms of the flu, as we know, could be fever, sore throat, chills, muscles, body aches, etc. But with Hodgkin's lymphoma, you'll also get like a lymph node or a lump under the skin. Or you'll start losing weight. You'll have night sweats, etc. And so, unfortunately, this kid, only 16 years old, is now fighting for his life. Let me see if I have the GoFundMe page. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find that right now. It's a you caring page for Hunter Brady. Are people being misdiagnosed in the ER? Well, they had a study last year we talked about where the average person that ended up having a heart attack months prior were diagnosed with something completely different in the ER. Gastritis, bronchitis, something else. And I believe it. I can't tell you how many people I heard had heart attacks, and one of my friends told me he was diagnosed with heat stroke. I go, are you sure? My dad passed out just like you, and he ended up having a heart attack. Are you sure? Go see the heart doctor. And he went to the heart doctor. Heart doctor cleared him. He dropped dead a couple months later of a heart attack at his house. So that's scary. You want to know that you're not being misdiagnosed, and you have no control over the ER wait or where you're put in an emergency room. The only control you have is making sure you're set up with a regular doctor and finding a doctor where you have good access to. For some of these doctors, you got to pay. You don't see a lot of those doctors anymore, not since Obamacare. Most doctors now work for a big corporation. And you're, waiting hours to see them. The VIP concierge type doctors, those are a little better. Those are a lot better. Fortunately, it costs $1,500 a year, $2,000 a year, maybe more. Where you have that doctor's cell phone, and you're like, something's not right. And that doctor knows you so inside and out. Those are the best types of care. The problem is those doctors can only take a few patients. They may only see 4 or 5 patients a day. So getting in with one of them could be forever, and they may limit the amount of patients they see. But when doctors are busy, their job is to make sure that you're not going to die. That's an ER doctor's job. That was my job. If I had a gunshot wound or I had a heart attack patient or a stroke patient, and you came in with a cut on your knee or a bladder infection, okay, I'll treat you still, but I'm not going to be spending an hour with you. I'm not going to have the time to screen for domestic abuse. And you see that because you see all the people. You see the chaos. So maybe what ERs need to do is have a separate room of a nurse that could sit down and ask about rape and ask about assault and ask about, because the doctor, it seems to be too intimidated, or the medical provider. They seem to be in such a hurry to sew you up, because when you have to sew somebody up, we love it. Trust me. Us ER, we love sewing and using our hands, but it takes a long time. Diagnosing you can take seconds, but to sit there and do an amazing repair, many times you're going to have to wait till we have an open window to sit down and do that. Now, I like to talk to you while I do it. I like to talk. So tell me what's going on. How did this happen? Sure you're okay? Why did you fall? Tell me more. Let's talk alone. But if I'm not sewing you up and I got so much going on, am I going to sit down and have that time? So unfortunately, a lot of things get missed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.